This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
This week, we are talking about art and technology. Today, an artist who's somewhat obsessed with the technology industry and how it impacts our culture. Simon Denny's work has been shown around the world, and his show Secret Power draws inspiration from the PowerPoint slides leaked by Edward Snowden. As part of his work, Denny commissioned a former NSA employee to make a map of Denny's own home country, New Zealand. Simon, thanks for talking with me.
It's a pleasure. Great to be here.
Tell me about Secret Power. I mean, this is why you're the artist, right? Is I would never imagine taking the slides and the way that the NSA was sort of like presenting its work at, like, I guess you would call them security business conferences,
right,
essentially, and turning that into art. Why was that stuff inspirational to you?
I'm in general very interested in how tech and people involved in tech, basically like influential organizations, present themselves. The kind of knee-jerk reaction for the design community when those slides came out was to me a little disappointing, because it was kind of like, oh, these are really ugly, and you know, we're not happy with that. But to me, they contain so much more information. And this is when I came across the work of David Dachicourt, who was the former creative director, or one of the creative directors working at the NSA, and started to look at the material that he'd put online through Behance, which is like Adobe's sharing platform for like work.
And what an interesting title, the creative director at the NSA.
And it's real. I mean, that's all over Dachicourt's LinkedIn profile, which I also found. I mean, he's well represented online, because now, since 2012, he's not working at the NSA.
Right, because he was working as a freelancer, and you commissioned him to make a map of New Zealand.
Right,
a map of New Zealand
and another kind of cartoon character that had a dialogue with some of the material that he made. A really important part of Secret Power was the venue that I presented it in, was this kind of old library with all these amazing old maps and kind of globes. Part of what I wanted to do was compare like Dachicourt's creative work for the U.S. government to Venice and Titian and some of these other artists that worked at a different time making images that related to intelligence, that related to like knowing things and presenting knowledge to the world.
You know, you've been to TechCrunch Disrupt, you've been to some of these technology conferences, some of your work seems to endeavor to, I don't know if you would call it satire, or I don't know how
I would call
you
it fanboy. That was, I'm a fan of these companies and the way that they work. And I think the people in charge of tech, the people involved in tech, are shaping the way we can communicate. They're shaping and changing all these industries worldwide. So to kind of look very closely at the way they do that and the way they conceive themselves and the stories that accompany these changes, the narratives that they put alongside everything that they do, that to me is the most urgent thing that I can do as a kind of cultural contributor.
Simon Denny is an artist working in Berlin and New York. His work was recently showed at MoMA PS1 in New York City. Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.